Hour number two, Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Monday morning. Typically on this show, you've heard us a lot over time, talking with TD, Tron Davenport, NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, ESPN.com for the Titans. He is on the line with us. Tron, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody?
Well, we're used to you being live and in person with us, but under the circumstances, this is the right way to go about it. What do you make of, before we get into all the sports stuff, you know, this is unfamiliar territory for all of us. What is it like in your world?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know, just to see how this whole thing is spreading, and everywhere you turn, there's a new case popping up. It's unbelievable. But I mean, really, the only thing that you have to hold on to is, if you have faith, you know, that's really all you have to hold on to. You just got to do what you can. And I mean, to put it bluntly, wash your hands, right? That's the saying that everybody is using. But it's crazy when you see, you know, Broadway get shut down. You're like, so many things. The draft is now going to be, you know, only televised. There's so many things that are affected by this. It's just crazy.
Yeah, you could see that coming with Las Vegas for sure. And it's unfortunate because I'm sure they would have done it up big, but it's the right thing to do, and you can't certainly have a gathering like that, even though it's at the end of April. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be gone, or we won't be talking about it by the end of April. So Titans made a lot of news, a lot of big splashes over the weekend and this morning. So let's start with Ryan Tannehill. He got paid. He got the big contract. What did you make of the move?
Yeah, I think it's a good move. And in essence, if you look at the deal, I know it says $118 million, but I think what you have to hone in on is the $62 million that is guaranteed, right? Fully guaranteed. I think that's really what you have to look at. In my opinion, it's basically a two-year deal that will cost them a bit if they get out of it after that second year. I think it's a legit deal, and I think John Robinson and the Titans did an excellent job of bringing back the guy who, under center, gave them the best chance to win.
And it looks like, from what I can read, that they have used the non-exclusive franchise tag on Derrick Henry. Is that correct?
Correct.
And
yes.
So what does that mean? Tell our listeners what that means.
So initially I thought it was an exclusive franchise tag, which meant that only they could negotiate with them. But with this non-exclusive, that means that any team is free to negotiate with him. But if they sign a deal and they want to keep him, they have to give up two first-round picks. So by terminology, it's a non-exclusive. But let's be honest, even though Derrick Henry, in my opinion, is a top-10 player in this NFL league, I don't think a team is going to give up two first-round picks and a big deal to bring him to their franchise.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the players voted yes moving forward with the new CBA. So just so we can clarify this on the show and for people listening, with that being said, one of the tags went away, right? So is this the only tag they can use? Is that correct?
Yes, you could use one or the other. Yep.
So this is their one. So they cannot slap anything on Conklin or Logan Ryan. So with that being said, how do you think they're going to handle those two?
Yeah. Well, I think Logan Ryan, as much as I hate to say it, I think he's going to move on. Actually, Cameron Wolf reported that the Dolphins could be a team that goes after Logan Ryan. I think that would be a good fit for him. Conklin, I think, is going to move on as well. But this deal, because remember the Tannehill deal, you know, he's only going to cost about $24 million. To them, I think it's 24.5 this year as far as cap space is concerned. And Derrick Henry, you know, his tag being tagged is going to keep that number low as well. So there is room to still sign Conklin if they want to. But I think Conklin is just, he's going to be a free agent, and a team is going to give him an offer that he can't refuse, and he's going to end up playing for whether it be the Jets, Dolphins, Browns, someone like that. And you know, more power to him, going and get the money. That's what it's all about, and I think he is moving on.
Tron, had the players voted down the deal, Would the Titans have used the transition tag on Conklin?
I think they would have. I think they would have, and it would have allowed them to get some type of compensation for him if he moved on. You know, he would be able to go out and grab a deal, and they would have, you know, gotten compensation. So I think they would have used it on him, but unfortunately, that's a thing that's over and done with it. They won't have two to use.
Now that what you're saying, let's say that is true, that Conklin, as a free agent, is going to just command too high of a price. It's not practical to bring him back at that price. Does that increase the chances that they use their first-round pick on a right tackle?
I think it increases the chances. I think it spells Dennis Kelly coming back, even though there's going to be more interest in him than people think. That's just going from combine chatter. But I think it does mean that their first-round pick will likely be on a tackle, right? Josh Jones out of Houston, he was already here for a top 30 visit. I know that they like Lucas Niang. There are a couple other guys that they could get. I think Niang is a guy that they could get in the second round, even though he's the first-round talent. So they've done their due diligence. I know Keith Carter, the offensive line coach, has spoken to his share of players at the combine. The Senior Bowl, you know, they talked to a lot of guys too. So there are definitely options that they could go to. The Boise State, Ezra Cleveland, the Boise State tackle is another one that I could see them going after. So I could see a combo of Dennis Kelly and a first or second round pick at offensive lineman. But they, I believe, strongly will not reach, right? So if a guy that's a second round prospect is there in the first round and there's a first round talent at another position, I could see them going that way, because I firmly believe that this draft is going to be one where the guys like John Robinson and that personnel department, the guys like Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta and those guys, right? I think this is a draft that those guys are really going to shine, because they're true football people and they don't have to rely on so many of the things that are taken away from them because of this the virus and what that's doing, the limiting visits and you know, trips to pro days, et cetera.
Yeah, that's where I was going next, is how do you think they will get the remainder of their preparation done? They're going to have to adapt, just like everybody around the league, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, some teams are going to use private jets, you know, to fly guys in and out. They're going to do that. I think really the bottom line is they're going to go back to just nuts and bolts scouting and evaluating. You get the best feel for a guy from watching him play, right? And we know John Robinson himself has been all over, you know, going to watch games live. We know that they have regional scouts, you know, in different areas, just like every other team. But I just personally, I believe what those guys have established there at St. Thomas Sports Park and the branches that they have all over the place are top level, and I think this is going to be an area where an opportunity for them to really shine.
Talking to Teron Davenport from ESPN, covers the Titans. Are you buying this rumor, and I'm going to say it's a rumor out there, that DeAndre Hopkins could be available?
Yeah, I highly doubt that, to be honest with you.
I was stunned. John McClain, literally just reading a tweet by him. He said that the Texans are interested in trading for David Johnson from the Cardinals to replace Carlos Hyde, but there could be a package deal in place that would include DeAndre Hopkins.
That's silly.
And I'm like, what? And he said, obviously, they would need more than Johnson to part ways with Hopkins. Well, no duh. Like,
that's
about
silly.
Half the Arizona team, I would suspect.
Well, and here's the thing. If you have any hope, because you know who's going to be a free agent next year. You know who's going to be up, right? That top quarterback in the AFC South named Deshaun Watson. So if you have any hope or any belief that you could bring him back, you're not going to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, because, you know, he's like the blanket to Linus for Hopkins. You know, Watson and Hopkins, those guys, they work together. So you're not going to get rid of him if your hopes are to bring back Deshaun Watson.
Okay, so when the legal tampering period opens up here in about an hour, or actually it might be open, we know that the Titans are going to need to address pass rush. You've mentioned some names in the past. Is there anyone that you have at the top of your list that you would like to see them talk to, or do you think that's just going to be something they address in the draft?
Yeah, I've said it before, and I've written about it. I think Marcus Golden is the guy that they have to go after. And if you look at 10 sacks, 27 quarterback hits, you look at a guy who's an outstanding leader. Other players have gotten better from learning from him. You look at Bruce Carter, you know, with the Giants. You look at O'Shane and Ximenes, two younger pass rushers that are now going to take over there for Golden, who is able to move on via free agency. I think he's the guy. And then on top of that, he's someone that is very, very good against the run. That's something that has to factor in. They need a veteran guy in there, Chase, to, as Chuck Smith told us before, they need a guy to establish a pass rushing culture.
Yep.
I personally don't feel that Landry alone is that guy. So for me, I would say sign Golden, re-sign Kamale Correa, and in the draft, Jonathan Greenard is a guy that I think they're going to go after as well. They've shown a lot of interest in him.
And I'm surprised I'm the one bringing this next question up that Darren hasn't done it yet, but now that they've signed Tannehill and they have the starting quarterback, I feel that during this free agent frenzy, they should address the backup quarterback because Marcus Mariota, of course, will be gone. So how do you see that shaking out, or do you think that they still might look at drafting somebody?
I think they could look at drafting somebody, but to be honest with you, I think Logan Woodside is going to be the backup quarterback. Anytime you talk about quarterback to Mike Vrabel, Logan Woodside is the guy he's bringing up. So, and he played well in the preseason, right? And I think he's the guy that they're going to have in there as their backup quarterback. I feel strongly about that. But that being said, I know they have interest in Jordan Love. John Robinson has met with him. I believe that Jalen Hurts is an outstanding match. I think a guy like Alex Gordon from Washington State later in the draft could be an option as well. I mean, there are multiple guys. You know, Cole McDonald out of Hawaii. There are plenty of guys that they could go to later in the draft to be a backup. But I remain convinced that Woodside is going to be the backup.
Hmm. Anything else jump out at you of what could happen this week?
Nothing really. I mean, the Clowney thing is definitely something that could end up happening. There's obviously a level of familiarity there, but nothing else that has really jumped out that could happen. It's just it's going to be a wild ride just even, you know, outside looking in now with the Tom Brady situation. But Titans-wise, you know, they're going to add a pass rusher. It's just a matter of who is it and at what cost.
What about the cuts? So are they moving for? I mean, Suck Up was one of those. Did they have their kicker, or will they be auditioning for a kicker?
I think they believe in Greg Joseph, but again, the draft. You know, there's a guy out of Georgia Southern who, let me tell you something, man. He was booming 60-plus yarders at the Senior Bowl. Nate Bass, I believe, is his name. And obviously, you got, you know, the good old Specs, right? Rodrigo Blankenship, he's another option that they could draft later. But I really think Greg Joseph, they're going to go ahead and stick with him, and I think that's the right move.
Hmm. All right, TD, good talking with you. We'll
see you tomorrow night.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we'll keep it going, man. You guys take it easy.
All right, you too. That's Teron Davenport. Talking with TD is his podcast. Check it out. And what's going on tomorrow night?
Free agency special tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Teron will be here. I'll be here. Calvin will be here. So we'll be doing that and looking at all of the different scenarios starting at 6.
All right. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. But right now I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. And they've got a lot of satisfied customers, residential customers to be exact, homeowners. Over 18,000. And if you have settling sidewalks or slabs or patios or steps, maybe a door you've noticed, or porch steps that are tilted, is your sidewalk or patio been shifting? Sidewalk or patio creating a trip hazard, a potentially dangerous situation? You know what they say at USS? If any of this stuff is going on, don't replace it, raise it. That's what they can do. Get the experts out at your place and let them examine what's going on. They believe in their quality of work. They are the experts. They believe in their reputation and their integrity of their work at USS. So they're going to give you a free estimate. They're going to tell you exactly what's going on and tell you how the best way to tackle it or address it. They're locally owned. They're licensed and insured at USS. And if something like this is happening at your home and you need to get them out there, call 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you can always go to their website, usstn.com. And as they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS. Just got an email during the break. Guys, Rutherford County Schools closed through their spring break, which is April the 3rd. As
right
we
move.
Said here on March 16th.
That is the right move.
I guess the question is, when is everybody going to get on the
Well, I
the
saw
same
today
page?
That the governor has asked school systems to close at least through March 31st. And look, I know we've seen things that say 8 weeks and they're different dates that are put on different things, 30 days, what have you. This is ever changing. It's ever evolving. So if you want to say March 31st and then reevaluate, it's just like an injury. How many times do we report injuries on this show and the Predators sent out a statement of, hey, so-and-so is out with a lower body injury, is going to be out for 4 weeks, and then we'll reevaluate. There's nothing wrong with saying that, that reevaluate at a certain time. So, we could get a breakthrough in the next few days or curb this thing in a few weeks if everybody pays attention, and then you can reevaluate. But
yeah, but the Kentucky Derby's already been canceled.
Yeah, right.
Seasons have already been canceled, and the Masters has already been canceled. So they're well beyond 30 days.
Sure.
Or in the next week or two, something happened. I mean, the CDC.
My point is things change.
Right, but the CDC doesn't put out something for 8 weeks.
I understand.
Saying that there could be a breakthrough in a week or two.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think I would love for that to be the case, but I think that is highly unlikely that there's going to be a breakthrough in a week or two.
I'm trying to be that little glimmer of sunshine.
Well, I know, but that's honestly, in all seriousness, that's just not the that's not reality. Let's keep it to reality. There's not going to be a breakthrough in a week or two.
Well, let's
you wouldn't cancel the Kentucky Derby in May.
My point is things change. That's what I'm trying
right.
to say.
But right. A breakthrough in what way? What would change in a week? That everything would be shut down?
I don't know. I don't have that answer. I'm just
saying.
Well,
the only breakthrough is a vaccine. Are you saying a vaccine would happen in the next week or so?
No. I'm saying that if you want to reevaluate in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, it's okay to put a date on it and say, hey, we're going to keep looking at
it. Well, if you take a look at what Chase is saying, look around to the various leagues, right? The NHL today, this morning, issued their latest directive. You know, Friday they had a directive, or Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Well, I was letting you guys know, Aaron Portline's column, that they were like, hey, hang out for about a week, and then we'll see about maybe you can come back to the facility, and maybe we can do this. Now they've issued a directive 48 hours later saying, if you need to go home, go home. If you need to be somewhere.
Which is saying what? Yeah, there's not going to be business for a while.
Right, that there's no chance that they could reconvene until late April at the earliest. The NBA saying today,
June.
Maybe mid to late June.
How do you make that work?
Major League Baseball went
from... How could you come back after 3 months?
Major League Baseball went from on Thursday saying, we're going to delay 2 weeks to, hey, it's not going to happen in April. Now... You know, you're really looking. You're looking at mid to late June, earliest. If you could magically say Major League Baseball could start July 1st, I would be thrilled. Right, because it's just you want to have hope, and I think Chase, your hope thing is good because hopefully it gets people to rally and do these things because we do have
right,
some control. If we do these things, if we do the social distancing, if we don't go to restaurants and bars, that's the only way it's going
sure.
to get back quick as possible. Because the worst case scenario is if we don't do anything, if we keep playing high school baseball
yeah.
games, if we keep going down to the bars, then we're not going to get these sports back at all. We're not going to get him for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot longer.
Yep.
The seasons are going to be gone. Like, it's okay to hold out hope that at some point you can try to do something. But I think you're trying to give the dose of reality. If you listen to what the doctors and the medical people are saying, realistically, it's going to be further out
there,
than we
there
hope.
There is literally no proof that this is going to be. That's why we're trying to. I don't want to send mixed messages. The message is going to be, hey, we can't be flippant. Like, we have to take this seriously. And the only way we're going to take it seriously is, unfortunately, the tough part about this is going to be for a long haul. It's not something that's going to get better anytime soon. Look, even if we're taking preventative measures, it's going to take a while.
But that's why we have to do these things.
No question.
Do these things.
Have to.
Yeah.
And, only way to get back as quick as possible is to do these things.
I'll be perfectly honest. I've thought a lot about over the weekend. And like I said, I've talked to a lot of people who are much smarter than me and much more in tune with what's going on. And as I sit back and I digest everything, I would be more surprised if these sports come back and they even come back this season. For example, hockey. I'll be more surprised if they come back and finish something out at this point than if they just say, like the NCAA and like a lot of other sports, we're done. Sorry, it stinks. XFL, we're done. We don't want to do this, but we don't have a choice. Like the NBA, like that makes no sense to me at all. How in the world could you take off 3 months and then come back and do what and how long? Like, what are you playing until?
I don't know.
You're trying to hold out hope. What's best case scenario?
And you're going
to
pick up where you left off with professional athletes 3 months? Like, hey, okay.
But I want you to think about this from something that we talked about earlier. Because I think this is important, and if they are thinking this way, then kudos to the NBA and the NHL and everybody else. What if they pick it up because of all the people that are out of work right now? So the arena workers and things like that, if we can get some games in for this season and make up some of these lost wages.
Well, it's for everybody that. But then they will do that as early as they possibly can.
I know it may not be possible, and I know you're trying to be realistic, and I am too, but we're also in a territory that none of us have ever gone in before, and so you have to think about every possible scenario. So
right. you're trying to lay out
the point I was trying to make
scenario.
Earlier.
You're prepared for all scenarios, so you're prepared for what's the quickest time. But that date has already been pushed back in the last 48 hours a couple of times, and I would not be surprised at all with the CDC recommendation that came down last night that 8 weeks is what they recommend, no groups of 50 or more. Just do the math. That's 2 months right there that you can't really convene, right? And then you would have to have a training period for X amount of time in all these sports just to get back up to speed, get back on the same page. So now do the math. I don't know how long that would be. Two weeks, 3 weeks?
Not to be Debbie Downer, because I don't want to be that. I want us to be, you know.
Let's be hopeful.
Get the word.
Let's
I want to be hopeful.
Hopeful.
I do.
But we've got to do this.
But we also, here's what we have to do, though. We have to talk about this rather than sitting back and doing nothing. Like, you can't tackle something once it's already full speed ahead. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do preventative
measures. I
think
we're sitting here talking about it.
I'm talking about where I'm going with this. Is when this eventually dies down, for everybody that thinks that we're out of the woods, football, guess what? Guess what it gets in football season? It gets cold. We're going to be right back in flu season again.
I know. We don't want to think about
I know. I get it. But I'm saying I don't want to also sit here and say, let's not bring that up.
You said there could be another wave.
Yes.
And
yes.
Look.
Doctors.
Well, you're right. That's exactly
doctors
right.
Are saying that. And they should be, and that's something that we have to think about.
Yes.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, who knows what it looks like 6 months from now?
That's why we're trying to say this is very important, because when this dies down, there'll be another wave unless we come up with a vaccine. There will.
Right.
Wintertime, which will affect.
And I saw a report yesterday
season.
That they have already begun testing a potential vaccine, which I know takes a long time.
Well, that most.
But
I should say every person I've talked to said it's a year away.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a year
but
away.
But the process has started, and that's
what
you should.
They're working around the clock. Everybody, in the medical. They're working tirelessly to try to do what we can today from the health. That's why we have to follow these people. We have to do our part because the number one thing we can do today is stop the spread. We're trying to flatten the curve. If you listen, they all say the same thing. Stop the spread. Flatten the curve. It's going to get worse. You can sit there and say, well, I don't know anybody that's got it. I don't know anybody that's got it.
Because
that's not the
been
point.
Tested.
We haven't tested enough people.
You may not be showing symptoms.
It's out
there. One of us could have it.
Exactly. We don't know who has it.
It's true.
It's going to get worse
before
it gets better. Look at what's happening around the world.
What did you say? It's probably Willie.
I mean, yeah.
It could be me. I am going crazy. My wife is calling me Dr. COVID because I am so seriously. I have gone to every measure because I know where I've been. I've been to Dallas. Yeah. I've been to Montreal. I've been to Toronto. I've traveled around. I have no symptoms at all. I don't know that I've been exposed to anybody that has it, but who knows, right? So I am taking every single precaution that I can take. I'm going crazy. I'm overreacting. And that's how I think we should all be. You can't be too careful right now. Also,
overreacting without going out and buying all the toilet paper
and the hand sanitizer. And that's an important thing.
Actually, you can't do that anymore because there's nothing there to buy.
But that's an important point too, right? When you go to the grocery store, think of others, right? Grab a couple of things that you need, but don't grab everything off of the shelves. Think about others as well. You do this for yourself so that because you're thinking of others.
And let's get a little peer pressure to those that if you see somebody pushing a cart that's got just one thing and a ton of it in their cart, just kind of, you know, a little peer pressure. Just kind of stare at them like, wow, really?
Can I also say
really?
This?
You're gonna take all that? Do you need that much?
Yeah, really.
What do you got, a family of 18? Do you need that much?
I did side-eye some people yesterday when I was at the store. But let me also...
What were they getting?
They were overdoing it a little bit. I mean,
with what?
They had like 8 packs of hamburger meat.
My God.
Like, bruh, really?
Maybe they've got a big grill.
Maybe. I'm like, could you save some for the rest of us? But here's another thing that I will say, some violations that, you know, I noticed at the grocery store. Don't block both sides of the aisle. If you go with your friends or your significant other, you know, move to the side. I couldn't get down an aisle because 2 people had their carts side by side and they were talking. Like, come on. What are you, new?
Grocery store etiquette. Come on. Come on. You're better than that.
I can still put you on the list. Just saying.
I was going to say, that's on Friday.
It is. But, you know, look, I think the list could get full during all this.
Oh, it may. It may.
No, we're going to get on each other's nerves.
Tristan.
No question.
Tristan.
Hey, what's going
up,
on?
Man?
This is intern Tristan, just FYI.
All right.
How are you guys doing today?
Where's the donuts?
I wish I could give them to you right now, bud.
Yeah, I know. How you doing?
I'm okay, man. I work at the University of North Carolina, so a lot of what you guys saw over last week, we were about a week ahead, just FYI. University clamped down, shut down. I'm actually working remote right now. So that was my timeline. Is Wednesday, the NCAA stuff happened. Then Duke was the big one. Duke actually set off the catalyst for here in North Carolina. Once they canceled, that pretty much sent signals statewide. Yeah. Just FYI. So there's a couple of things real quick that the coronavirus vaccine trial actually starts today with the first participant. Now, it's not a vaccine. It's just a potential experimental dose on Monday, according to government officials. So that's a big development moving forward. But I think the other thing moving forward when it comes to this is kind of just I'm at the crux of where you are, Darren, being a realist, and Chase being hopeful, but at the same time wanting to ensure that the safety of everybody is intact, and not for sports to start or anything of that nature, but just for life to feel normal again. And I think that's what a lot of people want, and we're rushing. Where we're like, we want life to feel normal again. It's day 3. It's day 3. And
that's what scares the hell out of me, Tristan, right there.
Yeah.
You're right.
We're just starting.
And, yeah, think about already. I mean, I joked this morning saying this week how boring this weekend was. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It was more of a joke, but that's the reality. Like,
I
we're
enjoyed
just getting
watching
started.
30 for 30, though.
I know, but will you in 2 weeks after
they have a lot
of
30 for 30s
or 4 weeks of this?
I still haven't watched King's Ransom fully. Like, I know all about the trade from, you know, the 80s, but, like, I still haven't watched that 30 for 30.
Now's the time. Let's look at the bright side.
I know it is. It's just there's so much going on of wanting to feel normal. And I know you guys are doing This Is What I Know in a couple minutes, but I'll start off really quick. I am just very glad This Is What I Know is I am so glad I know that dogs cannot contract the coronavirus, or I would be terrified right now.
Good point.
I don't know what I would do with my two German shepherds. Probably they wouldn't be in the house.
I mean, who confirmed it? Who confirmed that dogs can't contract the coronavirus? So who literally let the dogs out?
Right.
And you know, I have jokes up the wazoo. I mean,
you've got time to write jokes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, like, do we call kids who were born during this time coronials? Like, I just literally want to know.
But, Tristan, like, in all honesty, we appreciate, I mean, your perspective, I mean, being where you are,
definitely.
Right? Being able to, you're paying closer attention to most of us. Like, I was just joking how much I'm paying attention. I have the time now to pay attention. I'm passing the time by listening to as many experts as I can listen to, but you work in that field. So we appreciate you, because I think it's part of our job to try to keep informing people of what's coming from the sources that are really, really on this and how important it is.
Oh, it's absolutely incredibly important. And when you're in a communications field and you have, you know, everybody wants to know just every piece of coronavirus content available, you're literally standing by refreshing your Twitter feed or your Instagram feed every 25 to 30 seconds. It's ridiculous. But it's the nature of the job. I mean, I opened up my email today from UNC particularly, and it was littered. I mean, I literally have a folder of the traffic that came Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, it progressed fast. And this is, like, our first day of legitimately working remote. But there's so much that we've had to factor in here in the country, and there's people that I follow over in Italy, and this is scary. See, I texted in too, is my friend Mitra, who runs a tour guide, a touring agency. She had to cut every tour she's got till the end of summer, every single one. And we don't know if we're going to get to that point where we go national lockdown. So I think that's why we saw people hoarding a lot too, was it's unnecessary, but then we're wondering, is national lockdown happening, or is it going to happen? There's people who are just panicking and fearing right now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Tristan, thanks for checking in. Hope all
good
is well.
Hear from you.
Yeah.
I miss you guys. Bye.
All right. That's Tristan. We had a good time getting to know Tristan when he was here, and he was part of the show and with the Predators. So glad he checked in.
You made the point about Italy. That is something you hear a lot. Right, Italians telling the rest of the world, don't do what we did. We took it lightly. We didn't do anything, and now everything's locked down. Right, can't go to restaurants, can't go to bars, and it's not going to end anytime soon. Right, so we're trying to avoid that track. Right, so we've got these next few days are critical along those lines. Critical.
All right, Darren, you and I just got a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And, Willie, you were not on this. And I said, you know what? I got this one. I'll take this one. So Richard Lindsay at RDL Works on Twitter, for those of you that want to pile on, go ahead. Richard says, please stick to sports. Not interested in your perspective on virus timetable. Everyone has their own. Note, South Korea most successful in containment and back on schedule in 6 weeks. So Richard, number one, get a profile picture. Stop hiding behind a damn keyboard and just tweeting us stuff like that. So that's number one. Let's see what you look like. Number two, it is the job of us as broadcasters to inform. It is actually a mandate by the FCC. If you don't know what the FCC is while you're sitting in your mom's basement tweeting us, why don't you look that up? The FCC mandates us do that. And the fact that you aren't interested in our perspective, like, this is what we're supposed to do, man. And I know you didn't think I would actually read that on the air. That's probably why you tweeted at us, because you're again, hiding behind a keyboard. You didn't think it would actually get read on the air. Well, it did, Richard. So congratulations. You got your 15 seconds of fame.
That was Chase. That was Chase, by the way, Richard. I would say to you, no. How about that? How about no? I won't. So just so you know, if you don't know me, the more you tell me to do something, I won't do it. Just like my eight-year-old. I'm just like that.
You are.
Okay.
I think we all are.
Ask SIDs who give me the helicopters of wrap it up. I'm going to ask more questions to their coach. They tell me to wrap it up, I'm going to go longer. So I'm going to respectfully decline, and we'll do what we want to do on this show, okay, whether you like it or not. Hope you stay with us. If you don't, it's free world, man. It's free radio. You can do whatever you want. But we're going to do what we need to do, and we know what's best.
Two okay? words. The two words
we have
are...
a job to do, and we know how to do it. We've been doing it for a long time, and I'll respectfully decline your offer to stick to sports. We will talk sports when it's appropriate, and we have already to this point. Did you not hear how the hour was let off? Teron Davenport. But we're also going to talk about the things that need to be said. So how about no?
National emergency. We never broadcast.
Nope.
I mean, we're talking about a national emergency. We were already in a local emergency. We had the tornado, right? That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
National emergency. It's a little bit silly to say stick to sports. You know, we're talking about the world. It's really a world emergency. Okay, but we are officially in a national emergency.
And it would be tough to stick to sports since there are none. But hey.
And that was a segment on the morning show. So
that's right.
I love that segment. It's a good time.
Where is stick to sports?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it in a file right now?
Yeah.
By the way, still refreshing the TSSAA website. I'm waiting for the update on. Let's update what we did Friday, please.
Anybody there? Anybody?
Can
Hello?
We please just say there are no high school sports until further notice? Put a date. Don't put a date. Suspend it indefinitely, but shut it down. Do what you need to do statewide. It's important. Take the lead.
The Indianapolis Colts evidently are interested in pursuing Philip Rivers. So, Richard, there's your sports. Willie, tell us about Lee Company.
Is that okay, Richard? Can you do that? Is that cool?
All right, let me tell you about Lee Company. 615-567-1000. That is the phone number to call. We just had our checkup last week. Some of the things that we need to look at as we got our air conditioning unit checked. It's important. We do that every year. So we know that life is different these days, but these are the things to keep in mind. And I know a lot of you in the recovery effort in areas that were affected by the tornado certainly have this on their mind as well. So keep in mind, in the back of your mind, Lee Company, all the services that they offer to you. 615-567-1000. That's 615-567-1000. Or you can go online at leecompany.com and check out all the services for yourself. But I always recommend the home maintenance plan over the long term, the annual checkups to make sure that your heating, your cooling, your electric, and your plumbing systems are working properly. You pay the monthly fee, you get the annual checkups, and you get discounts when repairs need to get made. It's leecompany.com.
Some things you just know.
I have to know.
Do you think everybody knows?
When you know, you just know. It's time to set the record straight. Join the fun on This Is What I Know with Darren, Donick, and Chase.
We want to know what you know. 615-737-1025. It's very open-ended. It's easy. Take it however you like. What do you know? It's TWIC time. 737-1025. We've got a really cool prize. I guess it depends on who you ask, because Elijah did exactly what a lot of people do. People love to hate on Nickelback. I don't understand it. I don't know why people hate on Nickelback.
It just hasn't aged very well.
A lot of people hate on Nickelback. But Nickelback and STP, Stone Temple Pilots at Bridgestone Arena on Friday night, August 21st. Like, that'd be a cool Friday night in third week of August.
And if you all behave, it's doable. Could probably be there.
I don't want to project, but yeah, like there's a real shot.
I'm being the glimmer of hope, and that's what's going to happen.
Let's hope. My goodness.
It will happen at some point.
In August. I hope that there's a show in August. What in the world will we be doing from now until August if we're still nothing going on in arenas around the country?
We got to do our part.
We will have done every list there is to do. We will have broken down every 30 for 30 that was ever made.
I watched three of them yesterday.
Yeah, you said you've been into it.
So it was good. D-Wade, Rodman, Mike Vick. It's good. That's what I know. They were good.
Who wants to start? Anybody have anything?
Well, I said this in the first hour of the show.
I know.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
This is what I know. The Ivy League knew. When they canceled their tournament a couple days before everybody else even thought about it, we were like, what are they doing? Cancel the tournament. What? And then when everybody was starting to cancel their tournaments, they canceled their spring sports. They knew. They got the information. We thought they were crazy. They weren't crazy. We've all followed line. Remember when we had Adam Vigan in here? I think it was probably 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably about 2 weeks ago. And he reported what was happening in Italy, that they had canceled all sporting events. That was my first clue about what was going on in Italy. But, you know, I didn't know anything. I wasn't paying any attention. I am the guy, right? If you're listening to me today and you think I'm going a little crazy, or, you know, I'm being too serious or whatever, we got to do this stuff. I wasn't that guy 2 weeks ago.
Well,
I didn't have an idea.
There's a long line of them.
But think about us included.
I mean, that line is long.
Right. But that's why we got to make sure we tell everybody that still is where I was less than a week ago. But just remember our reaction was when Adam sat here, he presented this story. Italy has canceled sporting events, period, through the end of April or whatever it was. And there was also a guy saying, you know what? We really shouldn't play the NCAA basketball tournament in front of fans. We were like, what? That sounds really radical. What?
Do you think they should have released the brackets?
No.
Yeah, I know we talked about that on Friday.
No. And that's just it's a trivial.
It is.
I know,
in the big picture.
But, I mean, that's the worst.
If you want it, but listen, we
think
all
about the
need
teams.
To occupy.
Hey, you got in, but you're not going to be able to play.
Could Willie release a bracket? Would that
be
okay?
No.
We all can choose how we want to spend our time. If you want to be at home doing that, simulate things. That's great.
How's the 2009 NCAA tournament going, Elijah?
Oh, it's upset city so far. We have a 15 seed Binghamton, upset number 2 Duke.
Oh, wow.
Had a double overtime thriller.
Duke wasn't going. As Tristan pointed out.
It's the 2009 on the Xbox.
Yeah, the Xbox game I have has the 2008-2009 rosters, so I just went back and looked up what the bracket was and plugged her in there, and we're halfway through the first round, and it's already getting pretty wild. It's March,
nice.
Man.
All right.
Get my fill.
I like it.
Listen, you can always do that. So, this is what I know. The Ivy League knew.
Yeah, I've seen interviews with Casey Alexander, and you can tell. I mean, they're bummed, man.
Yeah. Well, I know.
It's all that, and then they don't get to their season's done. Everything's over. They don't get a chance to see. Yeah.
At least they
what
got to
happen.
Play and have the championship.
Like, they won a game last year in the NCAA tournament. Could they have won two?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's. I just think releasing that stuff would just make them more incredibly sad.
I agree.
Do you have anything?
I do. So a piece of business that I will pass along. This is what I know. In accordance with the guidance from the CDC, our business offices here are going to be closed through March 31st. So our main office will not be open. So, you know, to pick up prizes, stuff like that, you're going to have to wait till at least March 31st because we're going to keep everything closed. So just wanted to pass that one along.
Don't think we have anything that would apply for this month anyway,
no,
right?
No, I don't think you're going to be missing out. So this is what I know. And again, I'm going to try and add a little sunshine. You know, the NASCAR finally made the right move and they didn't race this weekend. A bunch of the drivers, though, got together online. There's a really cool program called iRacing that NASCAR has embraced. They have like official series that NASCAR is a part of, and they sanction. Sponsors get involved. But they did the Replacements 100, yesterday from Atlanta. They raced on Virtual Atlanta. Dale Jr. came out of retirement, got in the old 88, and it was William Byron and then some spotters and crew chiefs. Chad Knaus was a part of it. And I thought that was really cool. That, and they're going to do more of these here in the coming weeks to try and just, you know, keep people involved and watching some racing. But
insane.
You know, yeah. And so I what I know is that's pretty cool that they were able to do that. And I know some basketball players have gotten on NBA 2K and been playing against each other and simming things. So whatever you got to do.
You know what I know? But Tricky Ricky is going to be back in the game when the game comes back.
He sure is.
Rick Pitino, Iona, new coach at Iona. Willie, I'm sure you visited their campus before.
I've been to games at Iona.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where Iona is? New Rochelle, New York.
New York.
Which is in, it's not a lockdown, but it is in a containment zone. Right now, it's the highest concentration of coronavirus in the country. This is all coincidental to Rick Pitino getting hired at Iona. But
if it's in New York, you know they have good Italian restaurants in New York.
Well, I'm sure
right?
There's some. Oh, yeah.
Is that too soon?
Well,
I don't think so.
No, you're good.
That's not too soon. He's a coach since 2017.
So
he's been under the show cause
for a
while, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying, has he been coaching overseas or something?
I don't know. Yeah. I'll say this, though. That guy can coach. You know, I know that it's controversial.
He can coach and he can recruit.
Well, that'll be the question, is how much scrutiny is he under based on all that's happened with the, you know, the Italian restaurant thing. That was a long time ago. And then there was the hookers in the dorms mm-hmm. at Louisville. And then the whole FBI thing. So he's had.
Yeah, there's been many layers.
Triple play.
He's like lasagna. There's a lot of layers.
But you know what? If he wins, we'll be back.
Well, that's the idea.
That's what happens. Real quick, from the AP, an experimental COVID-19 vaccine has been given to a healthy volunteer in the U.S., kicking off a worldwide hunt for protection against the virus. It's one of several such efforts. Experts say it'll be at least a year before they would be ready for use. But
there's no doubt they're on it. But
you got to start somewhere. The best in the world are working on this.
Yep.
The best in the world.
Let's find out what you know. 737-1025. Nate, get us started.
This is what I know, fellas. If you haven't been already, Darren Shakes McFarland has to go to Portillo's in Chicago to get the chocolate cake shake.
Ooh. Oh.
According to Gabriel Iglesias and the internet, they have, you know, the small, medium, large. But if you get the large chocolate cake shake, they literally take a whole slice of chocolate cake from a fridge, put it in a blender, and blend it up. I don't know about y'all, but if this is true, I want to go with you, Darren.
Well, it sounds like I've made you mad and you want to kill me off, Nate. That's what it sounds like, because that sounds like an instant heart attack and very good.
Oh, hey,
it sounds very good. I guess I would go out on a high note, right? I mean, that sounds
exactly
delicious. But right now in Chicago, you can't do anything.
Well,
the bars and restaurants.
Takeout. I think you maybe
can do takeout.
Maybe
they have to be takeout.
Yeah.
Have to be takeout. But we'll keep that in mind. Hey, bring that up again whenever we get to some normalcy. How about that?
Will do.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
737-1025. How about Mike? Mike, what do you know?
All right, guys. This is what I know. Thanks for taking my call. All right. What I know, if you need 37 rolls of toilet paper, whatever you have that has caused that need for 37 rolls of toilet paper is going to kill you way before COVID-19 kills anybody, because you've got dysentery. This is what I know, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, speaking of that, did anybody see Curb Your Enthusiasm
last night? I missed it.
Okay. I mean, just on the
lighter side of things.
I'm so mad that
I missed it.
We've hit you with some heavy stuff today, and it's important.
You know what, though, Willie?
You do need to have some release, right? And so we certainly recommend continuing to watch your favorite shows and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I actually watched some this weekend with diarrhea last night.
I'm going to start watching from the beginning, but I actually this weekend was at a buddy's house, and it was on, and we watched a few episodes.
When I went there, I noticed that I'd missed it, and then the next episode wasn't coming on till like 12:30, and I was like, yeah, I won't make it.
Okay.
Won't make
so
it.
Circle back. Circle yeah. back to
oh,
it.
I probably have got time.
We'll
to
talk.
Do that.
We'll yeah. talk.
Kenny. Kenny, what do you know?
Fellas, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. This is what I know.
Kenny, by the way, before you say something, I just want to tell a story about Kenny.
Kenny the mailman.
This is what the great Kenny the mailman is all about. My wife's boss is and his wife, their dog passed away, and they got such a nice letter from Kenny just talking about how sweet the dog was and what a great companion. And of course the mailman sees the dog
yes.
every day.
He can
right?
appreciate a nice dog.
And so they thought that was the greatest thing. A little personal touch
awesome.
from Kenny writing a little, and we've all gotten personal notes from Kenny, right? So this
yep.
is so another salute to you, Kenny. Great stuff.
Hey, 33 years, never been bitten. It's a record. I bribe, I carry treats. But listen, this is what I know. You got a call earlier saying stick to sports, but when it's an epidemic like this and medical information needs to get out, you can't do that. I think this will be the new norm from now on because a friend was sharing with me. Now, I'm not talking about Italy or China, but 10 years ago in this country, we really sort of ignored the swine flu. And nobody knows this, but 18,000 people died and 300,000 people were hospitalized. And I don't know why it wasn't publicized. I just now getting information from that. So I sort of wish we would have took that more serious 10 years ago, just like we're doing now. Did y'all know that?
No, Kenny. So thank you for shedding light on that.
Look the CDC records up and okay. you'll be shocked. This is something we need to start taking more serious. Well, y'all have a great day.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Always good to hear from Kenny the mailman. Last yep. one, Barrett down in the borough. Barrett, what do you know?
Hey, guys, this is what I know. I'm not surprised in the least that Kenny's an awesome human. That dude's got it going on. If a mysterious tweeter takes the time to tweet you guys up and critique your show and try to instruct you on what to do, then I think we're all better off if they just turn the dial. There's a reason you guys are who you are. There's a reason the Nashville Scene named you the best show. You're the most tenured. You're the most level-headed and most reasonable. You're entertaining without being cruel. And all of the accolades that anyone could ever say. So please don't change what you're doing. You guys are experts at this, and we all rely on your show for information. And please keep up the good work and never change.
Thank you, Barrett. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't really want to pile on Richard. I don't know Richard. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I think what's important here, and look, I get it. Barrett said some really nice things, but I'm probably the worst. It's not probably. I'm the worst on this show, for sure. I mean, I'm willing to go a little bit further than most. It's not anything I'm proud of. It's just how I'm wired. But I'm also going to be real. I try to be real. There's nothing phony about me, if you know me. This is who I am. But I don't really want to pile on, even though I completely disagree with, you know, his tweet. But it's like, you know, during times like this, like, let's all stop worrying about stuff like that. Let's all try to focus on the big thing, the big prize, the big thing that's going on and what we should be doing. And, you know, these are tough times, and it's going to get worse. It's tough. And we talked about this earlier. There's a lot of people, like, their livelihood is going to be affected big time. Because of this, it is going to affect our economy big time. So let's keep the big picture. Let's not worry about this other stuff. Like, if that bothers you, man, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. If that really bothered you today, that we're, you know, weighing in on talking about this too much and stick to sports and you don't care about our perspective, man, you are really, really missing out. Like, I just think you need a little bit of perspective. And so, you know, that's my message, is let's not worry about that stuff. Let's worry about big picture items right now. I think that's what we need to be doing. All right, we'll come back.
There's a couple of signings that have already come out, too, in the NFL, if you want me to.
We'll do that on the other side okay. when we bring in Vince. You're right. There have been a lot of tags that have been doled out as
but
well.
But legal tampering is underway, and
yep.
contracts are already being released.
Let's head east when we come back and kick off the third hour of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.